Blog Talk Radio.
In a sonic palette.
Wonder Michael and the truth, Stanley. What seems to be the problem? I can't see. You can't see. Well, I told you to go to the eye doctor, and you wouldn't listen to me. I did go to the eye doctor. That's why I can't see. Did you mean to tell me that you went to the eye doctor and what happened? He stuck something in my eye, and he wouldn't take it out, and I started screaming like a maniac. I went screaming in the night. Screaming in the night? Wait a minute. How can you go screaming in the night when it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Don't get caught. I told you I was screaming in the night. Like a madman. But listen, why don't you go back there and tell him, give him what for? What for? How am I going to give him what for if I can't even see him? Well, he's an eye doctor. Maybe you tell him you can't see him, he may straighten it out. Yeah, he'll straighten it out. It'll make me white. Not only won't I be able to see, I'll be half dead. Croak. Well, if you croak, you could turn into a frog. Oh, shut up. Stupid idiot doctor. It's like I saw it on TV. Don't go to these doctors. All they do is give people drugs and make them worse. Well, what, did he give you a drug? He said he stuck a drug in my eye. My eye. Which eye was it? Both of them. Both eyes. He mobilized my eye. Mobilized your eye? Wait a minute. Hey, I got an idea, see. I think you better go down to the commission. Commission? What commission? Well, they call it the commission for the blind, but there's a lot of people who work there who see. Commission for the blind, but they can see. That doesn't make sense. Well, of course it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to. That's how the government operates. They don't make sense. Now, come along, Ollie. Just hold on to me, and I'll take you down. We got to get you a cane so you can learn how to walk. I don't need a cane. I'm not an old man. No, not that part of a cane. You need a cane that you can probe around with. You know, like you can't see. Now, just come along. Come on now. Now, let me do the talking. See, I'll explain it to them.
Yes, can we help you?
He's blind and I'm crazy and he can't see and he walks a cane. Will you don't listen to him? He's a maniac.
I'm blind and he can't see and he wants a cane. What do you fellas want?
He needs help. Just look at him.
Looks like a fat pig to me. I mean, pardon me, sir.
what can I do for you?
Well, he needs a cane so he can feel his way around, you know. As long as there's no girls there, of course, then he'd be in big trouble. Don't be feeling up any girls, Ollie. Will you cut that out? Now listen, can you help me? I'm blind. I went to the eye doctor, and he put something in my eyes, and I can't see.
I see,
said the blind man. You, what did he say? He said he sees, said the blind man. How can he see if it's a blind man? Well, I don't know, but, look at that. I know how he sees. He's got a C&I dog right there. Good dog, good dog. Gee, I hope the dog doesn't think that we're going to try to take his sight away. What are we going to do, Stanley? Don't worry, we're going to help you. Hey, listen, by the way, what is your name?
My name is Michelle.
Who?
Meshuggah.
You know what that means, Stanley? That's a Jewish word. You know what it means?
I don't know. What does it mean? It means crazy.
Crazy? Yeah. It means, how'd you get a name like that, Meshuggah?
Oh, I killed about 4 people and they let me out.
What? Get me out of here. Where is he? I can't see him. Get me out.
Michigan, don't call me that. I'll lose my mind again. I lost it once. Well, let me help you find it.
Stanley, get away from him. He's a Michigan.
All right, in his sight. With the Meshuggah. Oh.
My mother used to use that word all the time.
Yeah.
Meshuggah. My grandma, too, used that word.
That's really
how I learned it. Meshuggah.
He's crazy.
What do you find? The day for Milton. Hey, a week from today, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall. And... we have a special guest tonight later on from the courtesy of the old Jackie Gleason show. Joe Fensterblau will be here. Joe who? Joe Fensterblau. Yeah. Wait a minute. There's a guy outside now. He looked half pie-eyed, and he doesn't know where he's going. Oh, Joe got here early. Will you cut that out? Joe Fensterblau will be here. Louie will be here. Oh, we have another special guest tonight on Inner Sight, the debut appearance right here on this show, on this stage tonight, the debut of the great Louie the Second, Larry. Larry the Lift. Louie's brother. Louie's twin brother will be here tonight, and the whole audience will be have to be annihilated for fear of Larry the Lift. Larry the Lift? Who's Larry the Lift? I don't know. Somebody made up. All right, Louie's brother will be here. Louie's twin brother. Imagine two of them. Imagine two Lou's.
No.
Okay, we might find out tonight. All right. All right, Interstate brought to you by the Big East, Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, on Interstate, and we thank her for all her help. Big East, Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Check it out. Hey, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Great food over there. I know, I ate there. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Right across from the Brewing Hall, where we're going to hold the day for Milton
And I want to thank the mayor of Belport. I don't know the gentleman's name, so forgive me on that. But mayor of Belport confirming that he will be there.
Huh.
All right. One more confirmation. All right. In a sight brought to you by the Third Eye Inside, Devin Fernandez. 631-445. 3464, Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. And let's see.
You want to know the name of that mayor? I have the name of that mayor.
What mayor? Oh, Belport?
Instead of Belport, yeah. His name is
What's
Ray
name?
Fell. Ray, you know, like Ray Grimaldi. And then Fell,
Ray.
F-E-L-L.
Ray Fell.
Yeah.
All right, Ray Fell, mayor of Belport. At the day for Milton. Mm-hmm. All right. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Jose Delgado will be one of the speakers, and we thank them for promoting the day for Milton. Olga Murray will speak. She's the one of the town officials of Islip, town clerk, Olga Murray. Yours truly will say a few words. I get up there and say, Brother Raccoon. Wait a minute, that's the wrong speech. Will you cut that out? Yeah, I am humble. All right. Brother Raccoon, yeah. Not Brother Raccoon, it's Brother Dog. Oh, Brother Dog. As I look out upon the audience tonight, or today, well, but wait a minute. He thinks it's tonight. Well, that's because he's blind. That's normal, ain't it? Will you cut that out? Yeah, every old blind people think it's night time, don't they? Woo! I knew a blind girl got married, and the husband got married with her. They were both blind, and they met at night. The guy said, well, what difference does it make? Day, night, it's always night. Didn't last too long. They broke up because the girl got her sight back. This is a true story, folks. The girl got her sight back, and she took one look at the guy and screamed and ran into the night.
Yeah! I married you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, it's a true story. I heard that story one time, a long time ago. Two people got married. They were both blind. And then one of them got their sight back, and they broke up because they didn't know how the person looked.
Oh, God.
Woo! Will you cut that out? That's a true story, I'm telling you.
No, I know. I found it would be.
It's a good thing it didn't happen to me and Gracie. It would have been horrible.
Yeah.
All right, George. That's enough of me. All right.
You have Sweet Pepper Treat waiting
for you? I took Gracie out on a blind date.
Mm.
She couldn't see me, and I couldn't see her. We both wore blindfolds. And then I took mine off, and she took hers off, and that's how we got married, with a shotgun wedding. Shotgun wedding. All right, In the Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight phone number. All right? So check it out. Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Don't forget prayers for Kennedy's wife and his sister. friends,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
There's two of them. All right, live around the world, in a sight, number three in the world.
Yes.
The top 10, right? Are we still number three?
I believe so, yeah. I have to take a look.
How do you know?
Well, I knew it was the beginning of the year. I got to take a look for, you know, now. Give me a second.
Be quiet while you're doing
it. Yep, yep.
Remember, you're the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. And who else we got? Oh, Nobody Stopped on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Nobody Stopped on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to afford it over there at Nobody Stopped on Long Island. All right. Let's see. Anybody on the line?
Yes, Sweet Pepper Treat.
Oh, all right. All right, give me that. Give me that. is Lorraine on the line?
No, not yet.
No, all right. Give me that. Give me that Red Fox music.
Oh no! All right, hang on, I'll get it. Give me a second.
All right, in a sight. And Sanford and Son, Fred has a new girlfriend. And her name is Pepper. All right.
Looks like you get it.
Where's my music?
I'm getting it. I don't know why it's not playing. Here it is.
Oh, but you're supposed to be the engineer, not me.
I got it.
I'm on the court. Why are you sitting down like that, all crumpled up in that chair, like you lost your best friend?
Oh, yeah, son. It was horrible. It was terrible. Yeah, I never want to live through it again. Oh no,
what are you talking about?
You know that new girl, I was going out with.
You mean Pepper?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's Pepper, yeah. Black Pepper. The only thing is, she's white.
Black.
Black. What are you talking about? Well, it was horrible. We were talking. We were talking on the phone, and all of a sudden, she said something that was so horrible that I couldn't believe it. That it was really true, not only that she was white, but she said something else, and I can't even say it. It was so hopper. I can't even speak. I'm speechless, son.
Well, what did she say? What's so bad about it?
She said she's talking, and all of a sudden she said, I gotta tell you, Freddie. She says, I got a wiener. A what? A wiener. A wiener. What are you talking about, a wiener? Yeah, that's what she said. She did it right out. She says, I got a wiener.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do, son? I don't want no girl with a wiener. With a wiener?
I don't think she's... Hold on, let me get her on the phone.
No, don't call her up. No, don't do it. Don't do it. No.
Hello.
Pepper, you there? Hey, Pepper, you there? Hello?
Engineer, where are you?
Here I am.
What happened to Pepper?
Got it.
I'm right here, Harvey. I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Pepper, can you hear me?
Yes,
this is Lamont. Can you hear me?
Yes, Lamont, I can hear you, darling.
Well, what did you tell Pop you had a wiener?
No, I didn't tell him I had a wiener. I told him I'm a wiener.
A what? A wiener?
A wiener. Yeah, I got not- it. I'm a wiener.
You jumping to conclusions and everything like that and going crazy. She didn't say she had a wiener. She said she's a winner. Oh, no, a winner instead of a wiener. Well, a winner is better than a wiener, that's for sure, with a girl. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you don't have a wiener. Because you are a winner.
Yes. He is.
Right.
He is a wiener. I have a
in
wiener.
In a sight, all right. The difference between a wiener and a winner.
Well, howdy,
right.
Y'all.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
Howdy. Hey, you remembered your lines, man. That's cool.
Oh, Lordy, yeah, I got that.
All right.
I heard you saying something earlier about... go a mile for a child. So
oh, yes.
I got a dedication here for children and for Milton, for the dog.
Oh, all right. Oh.
So I'm going to play one for them.
Oh, all right.
Thank
is
you.
Is that coming now?
If y'all are ready for it, I'll let her rip.
Yep. Well, announce it. Tell us what it is.
It's Tom T. Hall's Old
oh.
Dogs, Children,
oh.
and Watermelon Wine.
I love that song. All right, Tom T. Hall. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sweet Pepper Treat on Inner Sight Live for the whole world. Sweet for the whole world. Sweet Pepper Treat.
Got
okay. Here we go.
Spectrum Labs bringing you the best in activity with
Spectrum
Internet with the fastest
speed. The commercial go by. Go figure. That's all right. We can
sounds
skip
like
it.
You hit the wrong button.
I hit the. Here we go.
Well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. Sat down and opened up his mind.
Try to get better reception on that.
Okay.
Check that out.
Gotta get it louder. I got you.
Yeah.
Tom
T, I guess he's still alive. I hope he's still alive. Pepper's
I have no idea.
But anyway, he was on the Johnny Carson show. One night. Years ago, and he was the kind of guy, he didn't like to go out and go to the bars and everything,
Right.
He was a home, he liked to stay home. His wife had to throw him out of the house. Tom C. Hall, in a sight, live. All right, you got a funny song?
I do. I got one called The Mississippi Squirrel Revival by Ray Stevens.
Mississippi Squirrel. I love squirrels, man. They'll run around with a nut in their mouth, and they put it there.
Right.
And they'll take it and they'll hide it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For a rainy day or a snowy day.
Definitely.
Hide that nut. They got sharp, razor sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah.
That they do.
All right, in a sight, let's hear that. Let's get that Ray Stevens song.
We're ready.
All right, here we go on In a Sight Live, Mississippi Squirrel. Haven't heard this for years.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her auntie, fellow work. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, breathing song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed it down in an old shoebox, punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I stood way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell, but the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up hard, knew his coveralls. Hard leaped to his feet, said, "Something got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, in a stupid little town of Tactical Love. It was a spot for survival, that broke down in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Well, Harv hit the aisle dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion. Others thought he had a demon. Harv thought he had a weed eater loose through the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha better than you, and watching all the commotion was sadistic to you. Should've seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." But that squirrel made laps inside her dress. She began to cry and then to confess the sin to make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in a stupid little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival, it broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, and I was parting the waters to Moses to pass all the miracles that God has wrought in this little world. The one I'll remember till the dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went to church in the first of Christ's church in a stupid little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke down in revival. There was somebody who was shouting, "Hallelujah!" The day the squirrel went to church in the first of Christ's church in a stupid little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke down in revival. There was somebody
Alrighty.
All right. Cute song.
I like that.
That is a
cool.
Cute sound.
Pardon me.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta tell them what help was at my window today.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, and he still came back.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Ray Stevens. And funny, funny, cute song. All right. I love squirrels.
Yeah.
They're very smart.
Yes, they are.
All right. Inner Sight and Sweet Pepper Tree. You got another one for us?
No, darling, not it. I just got the tape for you tonight.
Two of them. Okay. All right. Two songs. And we thank you for that. Thank you for playing that skit with us.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome. And thank you all.
I'm sure glad you don't have a winner.
Woo! Sorry, guys.
Well, I do got a wiener. Got me a wiener dog. It's a weenie.
Yeah, yeah. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. You're going to come back on Tuesday, right?
Definitely, darling. I'll be there.
All right. And we'll be glad to see you, Sweet Pepper Tree.
And thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too, darling. Y'all have a good one, ladies.
Yes, you too.
All right. Inner Sight and Sweet Pepper Tree live on Inner Sight with her beautiful music. Let's see, we got coming. Louis coming up.
Yeah, it looks fun.
And we have
and Louis
a special
waiting.
Guest, Joe Fensterblau,
be here. Is Louie online?
Yes, he is.
Oh. All right, let's get Louie in here. We got a surprise for him. He doesn't know about this.
Yeah, I know.
Louie the
Louie.
Hello,
Frank.
Hello,
Frank.
Hey, you know who's here tonight?
Who is it?
Your twin brother, Larry.
Oh,
Larry,
yes.
Yeah, Larry,
no, Larry
the Lip.
Louie the Lip, not Larry the Lip.
Yeah, but Larry the Lip and Louie, your twins.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
Yeah.
Louie,
this is Larry. This is Larry.
Yeah.
I'm in a fight with the swamp.
Yeah, right
here with the swamp. Then with the swamp slob on Inner Sight with Pat Cooper. You got it.
Larry the Lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Larry the Lip. I'm Larry the Lip. Who are you talking to? The Louie or the Larry Lip?
You never know. We're talking to both. Both the Louie and the Larry Lip.
And the Louie the Fat
Four.
Lip and Larry the Fat Lip.
That's it, Larry the Fat Lip, that's it. Yeah,
yeah.
So I heard you're a big star on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do all kinds of stuff. You sing songs and everything like that. And yeah, and Louie the Lip. So I wanted to come and tell him that I'm your brother Larry.
That's right.
Exactly.
Hey,
Louie, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Louie.
Yeah, talk to me. Let Louie the Lip talking. Go ahead.
How'd you get so fat, Louie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever used to be fat? You was a skinny little runny kid. Raunchy. A little runt kid that everyone was fat. Now
Yeah. You're
a big boy.
Yeah. Louie Lip went to the women's bathroom.
The women's bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, you want to get in trouble. You can't go in there. That's for girls.
Yeah, you talk about the Packer thing of flirting with the ladies and kissy-kissy and the swap going on.
Yeah, remember that song last week I had on Inner Sight, the Ding-a-Ling song?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Louie. Yeah, you ever seen any ding-a-lings in the women's bathroom? Ding-a-lings
and
the
women's. As he so said, he walked in that he never had. He went to the ladies and be my ring. And I found my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, ding-a-ling, oh, ding-a-ling. He loved my baby, my ding-a-ling. It's all ding-a-ling, and I ding-a-ling. And when my Freddy Mike called me ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ling-a-ling, ling, ding-a-ling. I didn't know you knew that song, Louie.
Yeah, but it's Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Ding-a-ling, but there's no ding-a-ling in the ladies' room.
Uh-oh.
It's all
well,
ring-a-ling.
I got to talk to Connie and Chrissy about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I call them up, ask them if they got a ding-a-ling.
Yeah, she'll be thrilled about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, you missed my promo on Tuesday?
No, I didn't see you on the board.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I went on vacation
yeah.
to Florida.
Oh, nice.
Went to West Palm Beach.
Nice.
I saw those pretty women in their swimsuits.
Nice, Louie, nice. You enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
How long were you down there, Louie? How long?
I went Sunday, and I just got in today.
Oh. All week.
Yeah, Frontier Airlines.
Oh. Let me ask a question. Do they have any ding-a-ling on the airplane?
I got to talk to the female stewardess all about the ding-a-ling and all that, you know. I'll talk to Pepper Tweet about it.
All about it.
Have a Sweet Pepper Tweet.
Sweet Pepper Tweet ding-a-ling.
That's right.
Woo!
Suzanne, I had a great time in Florida.
Oh, you must have.
Did you hear any good news?
Hi, Lorraine.
I'm sorry?
Where's Lorraine?
Oh, I don't know. She wasn't on the board. Let me
check again. No, Lorraine, tonight just you and Frank Perino.
No, we had Sweet Pepper Treat on just a little while ago.
Suzanne's the engineer. What are you talking so much for?
Yeah, I want to talk to Pepper Tweet. Sweet Pepper Tweet, I got to talk to that lady when she comes on. I'm going to have some fun with that lady.
Yeah, she went off. She did played a couple of songs, and she went off the air. She did the skit with me with the Red Fox.
Yeah.
She went off the air. So
you missed me Tuesday, because I was away on vacation with my family.
Yeah, I missed you.
Yeah. Did you do any, you hear any music down there?
Rock and roll, acoustic guitar and all that.
Yeah. Well, what song do they play? A good song?
They play Margaritaville. They play Paul Simon songs. They play America songs. The Eagles songs.
Oh, you got a favorite?
You should have come here. We could sing together on the microphone. Wherever I wrong, when I find the face of this world never wrong, I found a fine Pepper Tweet. I got it, found Pepper Tweet. It is raised by Lord, I am.
Jeez. I don't know if Pepper wants to be found like that, but...
Woo! Yeah. Wait a minute, Frank.
Sweet Pepper. Yeah.
I took a sneeze. I had to put you on hold.
Yeah. You put me on hold, all right? You sneezed all over the studio.
Yeah, I'm all right, Frank.
Yeah. All right. Louie the Lip.
Okay, my name is Louie the Lip. I want you to have a good weekend, okay? Louie the Lip.
All right.
I'm going to be going farting this weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all your mommies out there.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Yeah.
All right.
Suzanne, I love you. Glad I called you.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Take care. Good night, Suzanne.
Good night, Louie.
Okay.
Imagine if... Now, you know, you'll know about Jimmy Dinigan, you know, kind of troublemaker he was, getting in trouble. But tonight, we have a special guest, courtesy of the Jackie Gleason show, the old show. I don't know, you remember, Joe Fensterblau was a bus driver, see? And he was always associated with being drunk for some reason. So, anyway, I think I better let Joe tell it. Hey, Joe, are you here? Are you there?
I forgot that. I can't get up.
from the chair. Why not? Well, as I walked out of the house, I forgot my pants.
What?
You forgot your pants? Wait a minute. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I just forgot my pants. My wife was yelling at me and she said, leave me alone, son of a bitch. I ran out of the house without my pants, and I only got one shoe on, see? So I was hopping, hopping down the street with no pants and one shoe. Joe finished the block. And, well, what happened? Why was she yelling at you? Well, because, you see, I bought her a new vacuum cleaner. Vacuum cleaner. A vacuum. I bought it from Ralphie at the bus company, see. Bought her a new vacuum cleaner. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, anyway, I tell you, she just washed the floor. And I told her, I said, Throw the oatmeal all over the floor. Go ahead. Just throw it all over. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, honey. I got the vacuum. The vacuum cleaner on, and it made a funny noise, and the oatmeal went all over the house. And she had oatmeal all in her hair and everything. She started yelling. I said, don't yell at me. I didn't make the vacuum clear. I just bought it. Brand new. So, in other words, I didn't do too good with the oatmeal testing. So she's yelling at me, and she threw me out. And I said, well, I can't go out. I couldn't figure out why my ass was so cold, and I realized and I got no pants on. Cold ass, and nothing worse than a cold ass and no pants. And one shoe. Yeah, one shoe. So that's why I can't get up. And on the way here, some dog jumped me and ripped my own. Woo! So now I got no pants, one shoe, and I got a big gap in the arms. I can't move. What am I gonna do? Well, we better put a sheet around you and send you home. A sheet? I can't go home. My wife will kill me. You're going to make me clean up the oatmeal with no pants and ripped underwear and one shoe. Woo! And Joe Fensterbauer. Yeah, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for letting me sit here with no pants. Woo! All right, in a sight. Joe Fensterbauer. The oatmeal test. And that was the guy on Gleason who voted against Ralph being the raccoon of the year. See? Because he got mad at him because he tried the vacuum cleaner wouldn't work and he failed the oatmeal test. That's when his wife threw him out with no pants. Hit a sight. Don't forget the day for Milton. 14 Station Road, Bellport. Yeah, May 19th, that's next Friday, 11 to 2, and it's going to be a great, great day. I want to, my deepest condolences to the Baker family, and I never met them. I'm probably going to meet them Monday, but
I want to thank the family for allowing us to continue with the day for Milton. I think it's very, very good of them, and that's, it's what Brian would have wanted. You know, he donated the hall, and I'm sure that he would have wanted us to follow through with that day for Milton. So thank you so much to the Bakers, and our deepest sorrow and condolences for the loss of a great, great man. I know he was a great man because when I first met him, all we did was talk about Milton.
Mm.
I knew then that he was an angel, and even more now. So don't forget, May 19th, Brewing Hall, 14th Station Road. If you're on Long Island, local out here in Suffolk County, you can pick up the Suffolk papers, and you'll see Milton in the, we're in three different papers this weekend. All right, in a sight around the world, I want to thank everybody, all our friends, our audience, the sweet Pepper Treat, our engineer, Suzanne, everybody helping to put the show together. We greatly appreciate it. And, you know, you never know. We may be seeing you more soon on Amazon. Depends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depends on if they really want us.
Mm-hmm.
They really want us. They have to prove that they really want us. And we'll talk about that more another time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight. And kind of reminds me of the time when Jimmy came to school with no shoes on. And the teacher freaked out. Jimmy, where's your shoes?
My God, I lost my shoes, Miss Moore.
What do you mean you lost your shoes? How could you lose your shoes?
I forgot to tie them up. See, and I was walking in the street, and the shoe flew off my foot into the gutter. In the gutter, and I got scared, and I didn't want to go in the gutter. I got hit by a car. I lost my shoes.
You came to school without shoes? What kind of a thing is this? I have to call your mother immediately.
Oh, no, I'm calling my mother. Maybe I want my shoes. They were brand new. I had to forget me. Buster Brown shoes. Buster Brown is the best shoes in the world. You know, inside the Buster Brown shoes, you got the doggy. Woof, woof, cut that out. The Buster Brown, I lost the Buster Brown shoes. What am I going to do now? How am I going to get home?
I don't know. But I'm sending you over to the principal's office.
Oh, maybe Mr. Kramer. Maybe I could borrow his shoes.
Gertie, what's going on? Why did you send him to my office?
He has no shoes, Jack. What am I supposed to do?
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I don't know, but you have socks on. He had no socks.
You think your shoes will fit him? Are you crazy?
You make that claim, man. Can I borrow your shoes? I'll bring them back tomorrow.
Woo! Oh, that Dinnigan was a character, man. He was crazy. He was wild. Anyway, he tried to wear Kramer's shoes, and they were a mile too big. You know, he's walking, and he's flip-flopping down the hall with these shoes, and everybody's laughing at him. Jimmy, what happened?
I got
I got Mr. Kramer's shoes. My shoes got lost in the gutter.
What?
What are you talking about, Jimmy? Yeah, and your shoes got lost in the gutter. These are Mr. Kramer's shoes. I got to bring them back tomorrow. Or I'll get in trouble.
I tell you, he was weird, that shit. All right, in the sight, hope you have a little crazy fun. And don't forget the day for Milton, a week from today, 11 o'clock, 11 to 2, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York. It'll be a great,
pardon
great day.
Pardon me, Frank?
Well-deserved dog. What?
We have a number, 120,073. Went up a little.
Oh, all right. 120,073 listened. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus for printing, Suffolk Bus and Suzanne for printing our petition. We're going to have petitions to hand out at the Day for Milton. You're going to make up 100 copies.
Awesome.
All right. And they're going to probably fix the photo, too. All right.
That's
in
good.
A sight. Around the world. And we'll be with you Monday. Mad or glad. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday's the nursing home show. Thursday is the subject. And we will be with you next Friday night. We should be here with the funnies. Next Friday night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. And I'm happy to say we're going to certify another service dog for a lady who called us.
Oh, nice.
You know, people don't have to struggle with that. They don't have to wonder about it. They don't have to be given a hard time. Just call us. There's no charge. And we will, if the dog is checks out, we'll certify your dog as a service dog as long as you're disabled. And as I said, no charge. And you can get an ID. You can make your dog an inner sight dog, which makes it a legal entity. All right, under the law, under the Americans with Disability Act. So anybody out there, you want more information, you know, you want to certify your dog as a service dog. If you're a long distance away, we can even do it on the phone, if possible. All right. All right, in the sight, thank you so much. Be with you Monday, man of glad. And hope you had a little crazy fun here. Day for Milton, 1 week away, May 19th. Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road. All right, goodbye, world. In the sight, good night, everybody. Inner sight. Woo!
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone. Take care, Frank.